Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the ball. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that so graciously were able to tune in, and that those of you that might not know that I'm on at this time, may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And so I just would like for you to just get you a good seat and come aboard and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth. I want to also send condolences out to each of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. Over the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, 8 hours ago, 30 minutes ago. And we just want to send condolences and let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but God has your pilgrims and sojourners and have sisters and brothers that's praying with you and for you. Hallelujah. As you go through your hour of bereavement. And we do that to just encourage you and let you know that you are not alone. Hallelujah. It might seem that you are alone. Hallelujah. Physically, but we know that spiritually you are not alone. Hallelujah. And so we just want to keep you encouraged. Hallelujah. We want to keep you encouraged and let you know you have people that love you and that are standing with you. Hallelujah. So we just want you to, like I said, get you a good seat, and I will be opening up the chat room, and so you'll be able to go in and get you a good seat, and you can bring along your laptop, your iPhone or your smartphone, and your tablets, and take down the scriptures and as I present them, and then you can go back at a later time at your own discretion, you know, and read what I have presented on this morning. And so I just thank God for being able to come across these airways on this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's been a long time since I've come in on a Saturday morning, but I just let you know that God is wonderful and God is able to do anything, hallelujah, but fail. So we know that if you wanting to be a worker in God's vineyard, God do not have a problem in finding a position for you. So I am just so delighted to be able to come across this morning. And so I'm going to now step away momentarily, the chat room open and up and running. And I just want to thank you once again, hallelujah, for just, you know, just being a faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And may God richly bless you you and you. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And so I know that, you know, it's just so much that's going on, and I know it seems overwhelming a lot of times. You know, we hear things, you know, on the airway and on the television and in the newspapers. But, you know, God tells us to not to be alarmed, because God is with us each step of the way of our journey, you know. And he said that when you only saw one set of footprints, that's when he carried you and I. But with that being said, you know, whatever is going on among us is God's doing. And so he already said in his word to, you know, just don't be alarmed, but just keep on doing what I have instructed you to do, you know. And if we be obedient to God, then God will continue to bless us, and God will continue to strengthen us, you know, because we all need to be strengthened in God. You know, we're not a superhero. We're not superwoman or superman. But, you know, we get power from on high. We get encouragement through encouraging each other as we go through our daily itinerary and our daily journey. God said that we are to be helpers one to another and encourage one another. So we are here because we need each other, not here just because, you know, we just showed up. But God has us here for a purpose and for his glory and his honor. So we know that God is in control. God is definitely in control. So all we have to do is just keep on loving one another, because I need you and you need me. And together we can accomplish a lot. You know, I tell you, it take a village, you know, for us to be able to help one another through this world. You know, we're seeing things and we are visioning things and we are witnessing things that we never have witnessed in this life. You know, sometimes those of us that has parents that is in demise, you know, you said, well, boy, you know, I'm glad that my parent, you know, my mother or my father is not here to witness that, you know, because it could be overwhelming. But, you know, I found out that, you know, God said in his word that he don't give you and I and us no more than we can handle. So God is not going to overload you and I with any more burdens that we're able to take on. So I just want you to be encouraged on this morning. I want you to know this one thing. If you don't know anything else, I want you to know that God loves you, number one. And I want you to know that Overseer Ward loves you, number two. You know, because sometimes in this life, you know, we have people, you know, go out of our lives, you know, friends, constituents, family members, you know, business partners. And sometimes you can seem like you're just in this world by yourself. But I want to encourage you on this morning and let you know that you're not alone. I want you to know that God is walking every step of your journey. Whatever you might be encountering on this morning, maybe it's a divorce decree. Maybe it's a, you know, pregnancy that didn't go well. You know, maybe you desired to, you know, have a child and you weren't able to conceive at this time. But, you know, just keep on trusting God. You know, because God will bless you. God will give you the desires of your heart. All you got to do is just trust him. I always said, you know, we have to trust God even when we can't trace him. So you just keep on, you pray for your marriage, that God will continue to strengthen your marriage, you know, and just keep it loving and blissful. That's what God would want us to do. So I want you to just keep a hedge over your family and your children. Pray as they exit the home or they college dorms, university dorms, or their high school, middle school, elementary, their nurseries. You know, pray and pray that, you know, God will keep the parents mindful, you know, that the baby is in the back seat, in the car seat, asleep while they're traveling. You know, the father and the mother or the caregiver is going to and for to the work destination. But be mindful that the baby is in the car seat, you know, and drop it off at the designation, the child care, you know, because I tell you, it's just so sad to hear about, you know, anybody's baby life being lost because, you know, we have just life, you know, is just overwhelming. We got so much on our agenda, so much on our plate that we just, you know, we can't look like, you know, we just can't sometimes cram it all into our head. But we know that God, you know, if we pray and ask God, you know, God, watch over me, you know, keep my mind stable, keep it sane, you know, then God will do that. And we want, you know, we want to be grieving in a time, in an hour like this. But, you know, like I said, we have so much on our plate and on our itinerary, you know, that it just seems to kind of blind us, you know, from other things. And so I just want to send prayer out as well, you know, to the parents of the baby that was lost in the car on last evening. Father, just simply forgot, you know, and that's all of us, you know, have forgotten at one point of time to do something, you know, to drop something off, to call someone, you know, to write a letter. So we all have been guilty, you know. So we just have to pray. We're not pointing any fingers because God says, you know, it's not a one of us that has not sinned. God said we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory and honor of God. So, you know, I just want to say that God can keep us, you know. God can keep us because he is a keeper. God said he is a keeper, and God can keep you and I and us. He can keep us sane, and God can keep us in his care. All we have to do is just call on me. He said, just call on me, you know. Call on me. Call my name, and I'll come running. You know, there's a songwriter said that all you got to do is just call my name, and I'll come running. Well, see, all we got to do is call on Jesus, and Jesus don't have to run because he's already there. He's listening to yours and mine and our every cry. God hear us when we can't even say a word. Don't you know God hear your cry, your grunt, your groan? And if you don't say anything, God is a heart reader. God can read our heart. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged on today, on tomorrow, next week. I want you to be encouraged. And I want to let you know once again that God loves you. And so we have an exciting program to bring on this morning, some new music, you know, and we're just going to just allow God to have his way in the program on this morning. And so what we're going to do right now, we're going to go on into our opening prayer, and I'm asking all my beautiful congregation, my church followers, God-loving people, those that don't know God, you are my brother and you are my sister. And I want you to know that I love you from the very depths of my very soul. I love you. I can say that with conviction. I love you with every beat of my heart. Hallelujah. So I'm just asking you right now. We're going to go on into our opening prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to unite unite together once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. But God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lifts of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, good words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I just want, once again, you to get your good seat. And we're going to take you right now live on into a live program. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we just thank God because, you know, God made this possible for us to be able to worship and congregate together around this world, you know, from wherever that you're sitting, you know, maybe in your palace, you know, in your penthouse, in your clubhouse, your apartment, your condo, you know, just wherever you are on this planet, God has made it a blessing for us to unite and just join in, you know, in service and telling the goodness of Jesus. So I just want to tell you my hat is off to you, you, and you on this morning. And may God bless you. And I know he will. And he can. So we're going to go right now on into our program. And I program on this morning entitled Faith on Trial. Next chapter. I want to say that one more time. Faith on trial. Next chapter. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads like this. The Lord, hallelujah, gave, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 1 and 21. All right, we're going to move down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, whom you have defiled. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Samuel 17 and 45. All right, we're going to read our third and final scripture, key scripture that is, and it reads this. It says that love the Lord, hallelujah. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 22 and 37. Hallelujah. And you know, in this digital world, this great big old global world that we're living in, as I first stated, you know, we go through every day somebody that we know, somebody in this world is going through a trial. And then, you know, our faith is being tested. And sometimes we know that in this walk with Christ, we know that the stable things upon which we lean are removed. When those things that give you and I and us our identity, it makes you and I who we are taken away from you and I. We feel helpless. And then we often cry out to God. Sometimes we even blame God. But, you know, we can go and we can read about Job. He lost all of his possessions, his family, his health, and everything that made him who he was. Hallelujah. He realized that he was merely a steward. And that's what you and I and us are. We are merely stewards and workers in God's kingdom. Nothing really belonged to Job. Hallelujah. In reality, we know that something else that made Job who he was and gave him his integrity, and that was his faith. He knew that in times of trials and tribulations, he must continue to trust in God. And I'm encouraging you on this morning to continue to believe the report of the Lord. Don't let nobody just turn you into where, you know, you don't believe that God will do what he say he will do. Because you know what? God never broke a promise to you and I and us. And he never will. God is a spirit. And the Bible says that those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Job knew that in times of trial that he must continually to trust God. Hallelujah. He knew that he had been blessed by God. He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continually to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. And you and I can do that same thing. You know, just sometime when you look like your faith is tending to, you know, decline, get your Bible. It can be a little small Bible that you have maybe on your nightstand or in your night drawer, you know, or on your desk or on a high boy or just somewhere that you can get your hands on. And you can open it up and just start reading and let God, you know, just reveal himself unto you. Because God will bless each and every one of his children. It's not a child that belong to God that he doesn't care about. God loves you and he cares about you. And he don't want you, you know, to be suffering and thinking that you don't have anybody that cares about you. But God cares. God cares, and he sees all, he knows all. And we know that similarity that the trials you and I face, it reveals the integrity of our faith. We know that during these times, we can find out what makes us who we are. Hallelujah. And we know that during the time that Job went through his trial and he was tested. And so we're talking about faith on trial, next chapter. Hallelujah. And Job understood, as well as you and I, that God is not punishing you and I. When we go through trials and tribulations, God is not punishing us. But that is to make us strong. That is also to make us living sacrifices, living testimonies to others. Because what we go through, we can be a witness of God's sovereignty and God's love and miraculous miracles and healing in our lives. We'll be able to tell someone else that God done it for me. I'm a witness that God brought me out, you know, of your terminal illness, or, you know, maybe that you wanted a raise on your job, you know, and this looked like you just couldn't get that raise like you wanted to. But you went in secret prayer and you prayed and you fasted and you asked God to bless you with a raise. And God granted that. You might have been sick in your body. A family member had been sick in their body, may have been given up to die. You know, the doctor said, hey, I've done all that I can do. I can't do anything else. You know, but just make you comfortable. But we know that we serve a God that is a physician. Above all physicians, he's the great physician. He's the great I am. And if God can raise, hallelujah, if God can raise Lazarus from the dead, that means that it's not nothing, absolutely, positively nothing that God cannot do for you and I and us. God can do anything for one exception, my brother and my sister, and that is faith. There is no failing in God. We fall, and we fell short of the glory and honor of God all the time. But we know that God is a God, that he don't fail. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, Job understood that God is not punishing him. God does not punish us, but God allow us to go through so we can be living testimonies to others. You hear me? And then God is preparing us for a higher purpose. See, God, we know where we've been, but we really don't know where we're going. We don't know where God is trying to take us. But we'll just be there for the ride, see. We know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. We must experience them. We must have faith in God through it and avoid sin. And never charge God foolishly. We must remain in our character, always mindful. Hallelujah. We should be mindful that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And then like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can say, Lord, I pray that whatever trial that you and I may face, that we will maintain our character and dignity. I am committed and you are, and we are committed through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. To just praise God and worship him for the victory. Help us to see that in every trial that, Lord, keep me and keep you and keep us in faith to avoid sin, that to never charge you foolishly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we can just know that trouble and trials don't last always. It's just for a season. And so you just know that when you're going through, you just say, this is my season. We have a season to go through. And we have a season to reap a harvest. See, that's how God works. We have a season to go through trials and tribulations and even temptations. But God maketh a way of escape. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And I believe, hallelujah, Jesus, I believe that this represents a growing numbers of people who not only reject Christ, but are close to the fact that support belief in God and creation, they are unwilling to consider even the evidence. You might ask, how do we witness to such a person? How can we represent Christ to someone who won't even listen to you and I and us? But you know, we can take courage. And we can hold and proclaim a belief that cannot be proved to be true by the world standards. But we know that David was doing what he said, that with God's help he could defeat Goliath. He believed that what could not be proven at that moment, but he may have sounded foolish to the skeptic around him. But he knew that the one he served would show himself to be the true and living God. And in response, we know that the skeptic, we can affirm our confidence in the Bible, uncompromising truth. And we can echo David's words, oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. Of Psalms, hallelujah. Psalms, where's my eyes at? 25:2. So I just want you to just be encouraged and just know that your trouble, your trial is not going to last always. There is going to be a day of reckoning. There is going to be a victory that is going to be won. Hallelujah. So I just want you to be encouraged. And just know that after you come through, you will come out as pure gold. God has a blessing waiting on you. Hallelujah. I mean that because God loved to bless his children. God loved to bless us. He said he want us to be in health and prosper, even as our soul prosper. So we know that God loves to bless us. God want us to be blessed. And then that way, we can be a blessing to others. God don't just bless us to, you know, to hold our hand shut with a fist. But God wants us to open our hands and be a blessing to others, because we cannot ever be God-given. The more that we give, the more that God give unto you and I. So we just know that victory is coming. We know that victory is coming, and there is going to be a change. Hallelujah. And I want you to just let God write your story. He says you have a lot of people who want to write their own story and have God to be their editor when it goes wrong. Hallelujah. But I know that I decided long ago to let God write my story. Let God write your chapter in your life. We know that as long as yours and mine and our faith continue to carry us through, it can carry us on to victory. We know that the story continues to unfold for all believers of Jesus Christ. None of us knows how the next chapter of our life will read. But as we look to Jesus and run with endurance the race that is set before you and I and us, we can trust him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. Jesus wrote the beginning of yours and mine and our story. And he'll write the next chapter and the ending as well. Hallelujah. Let us see what is the crisis of today. We're talking about faith on trial and the next chapter. Hallelujah. It could be the terrorism. It could be random threat. It could be economics and the fear that we will run out of money before we run out of time. Hallelujah. It may be a personal crisis with no foreseeable solution, a tragedy or a failure to such a great, just so great to even bear. But we know that the weight of our circulated fears, we do well to look back, and we can look at Jesus. We can look at Jesus when the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, and she said she had went to all the doctors. She spent all her money, and she didn't have any more money. But she heard through the grapevine that Jesus was coming through. She didn't say, well, if I can just get to have a minute talk with God, if I can call him up on the phone, if I can maybe can write him a letter. But she said, if I could get closer to Jesus when he come down through here, if I could just get close enough to him to touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his cloak, I believe that I will be made whole. And so Jesus came on down through the crowd, and she got close enough where she could touch the hem of his cloak. And the Bible says that God felt the spirit going out of him. And he knew that somebody had touched him. And he told the woman, said, thy faith has made you whole. He didn't say, by you touching my garment made you whole. But he said, your faith has made you whole. And go your way. So see, we know right there. See, that's a testimony right there. That's what I'm talking about. That God allow you and I to go through trials and tribulations, not to hurt us, but that we might be witnesses. See, we got to be a witness in this thing. See, so we can tell somebody else, you know, and being true, we're not telling them a fib, but we're being true in what we're saying, because we know without a doubt God took us through that trial. But he brought us out with the victory. We wasn't in stagnant. We didn't stay there. But God brought us through, and we were able to shout the victory. And then not only that, but we're able to tell our friends and our constituents and our family members that they too can go through. See, we'll encourage one to another so they can go through as well. Hallelujah. So all you have to do is just believe. believe on God, believe on His word, and I guarantee you, you will be able to say without a shadow of a doubt, I didn't know how I was going to make it through, but I made it. And you can come shouting with your hands up. Thought He had me, but you got away. See, that's what's so gratifying to know, that when the devil seemed like, you know, he has us in his clutch, here come the Savior. He come to our rescue. God comes to each and every one of His children rescue. So don't you be despondent. Don't you be saddened. But you just lift up your head and know that your Redeemer liveth. God is alive and well. He's sitting up in glory on the right-hand side of His Father. He's no longer in that cold tomb, but God is alive and well. He hears every cry that you and I cry. Hears every groan. I tell you, God is awesome God. And He love you, you and you, on this morning. God love you. Hallelujah. You know, sometime we began to see evil up close and personal. And we see that we have encounters of most inhumane acts that one can do. But we know that through it all, God bring us through. God deliver us. Hallelujah. So just know that whatever you're going through today, that God is going to bring you out. We know that if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you and I will be at rest. When you and I are looking, we are focusing on the world and its dangers. I want to ask you on this morning, are you gazing at yourself, hoping to find your own answer? Are you looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? We know that in an uncertain world, we must keep on looking to Him. We know that when your world is falling apart, we can trust Jesus to hold it together. Hallelujah. We know that God says in the scripture of John 4:8, God is love. It also teaches you and I the importance of faith. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about faith on trial / the next chapter. We know that faith worketh through love. Galatians 5:6. So we know that the great problem we all face is how to rid ourselves of sinful self-love while sincerity loving God and our neighbors. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 22:37-39, and then 1 John 3:14. We know that the gospel, with this message of life-transforming love of Christ, provide you and I the only answers to our problems. But Paul declared in Romans 5:5, that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you one more question on this morning. Have you experienced the infilling of God's love? Only when you trust Jesus as your Savior will the Holy Spirit of love begin to flow in and out through you. We know that love divine, all love exceeding. Joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in you and I thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercy crown. So we know that God pours out His love into our hearts to flow out to others. So we know that we are a living testimony daily to one another. We go through so we can have a testimony of triumph. Isn't that awesome how God takes us through our trials, our circumstances, our setbacks? The devil set booby traps for us, but then God makes a way of escape. That's the kind of God that you and I and us serve. So on today's sermon on today has been Faith on Trials / the next chapter. I would encourage you on this morning to put your faith on trial and then allow God to write your next chapter. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. The God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence to Overseer Janet Sport, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Or you can log on to our web address at www.janetswardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged, my sister and my brother, to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is friendly. Up now, Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Bye. For now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Thank you.
only supposed to look back at it real quick. That's where you pulling it's a lot greater. Come on.
Bring this right back.
And it's alright. Thank you.
true story.
She's a small town woman in a big time world. She's a mother and a father to one boy and three girls. She got a grandma's Bible next to the bills and a purse. With no more options, she dropped the knees in the dirt.
She says,
Lord, please help me. I'm sorry. Don't leave.
Get
please tell that you just weighed up on my shoulder. If joy comes in the morning, how much longer? Do I knock on heaven's door? Cause it won't open. To breathe, too broken to believe.
See, I know that you've been here before.
But if you look closer, the thing that didn't kill you made you stronger. That's why it's not over. But you don't know where you headed. The prize is never greater than the lesson. The cross you carried really was your blessing. So breathe, can't fight what you can't see. Come on,
see, I know that you've been here before. But
look, see, you made it. All the things you hated, they just made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
Come for your ocean speaks.
The wind through the leaves, it begs to be free. No curses remain. Famine, disease, your people are weak. Help us to believe it could be any day. Rain on us, God, after each one. Daughters and sons, we're homesick, we try, but we don't belong. Even if that day's a million light years away, each day will begin with the same question. To try to understand ways much greater than mine. When will you come for your daughters and sons? We're homesick, we try, but we don't belong. Even if that day's a million miles years away, each day will begin.
Fill me with you right now, my only
bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase off the truth right now. Fix what I see. And God, please forgive me. My world needs you right now. Let us see you right now.
Power fall down. This is a sound that points us to you right now. Even substitutes right now. It's what I see.
And God, please pick me.
And God, please pick me. My world needs you right now. And I see you right now.
Every heart in the world, God, we need you to rescue.
mention my name when you talk to your father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need I love you.